AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk and the World Pork Expo in Des Moines. It's Pork Week here at Farm Journal, and we have got quite a lineup coming your way. First, we've got to take care of a little corn trade business, and helping us do that is Tom Hagg. Tom is the president of the National Corn Growers Association. Tom, it's good to talk with you again, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Chip. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Glad that you're here. Hey, let's start with a crop report. How are things looking up there in central Minnesota?
We are dry right now, Chip. We have, since the first part of May, we've had a couple tents here and a couple tents there, but our crops are okay, but we could have that rain cloud come over and drop a nice inch on us, and we would not feel bad at all.
Right. Now, did you get it off? Did you get the crop planted in a timely fashion?
We were about a week behind. We started May 3rd, and okay. Like I say, we went right through getting our corn in and then right into getting soybeans, and we just got through last week going through our corn and getting that sprayed. So we're waiting now to start on the soybeans.
Okay. Down in eastern Iowa, which is quite a ways away from where you're at up there, just basically west of the cities. But in eastern Iowa over the weekend, the crop was showing some stress. Are you that dry that the corn is starting to twist up a bit?
On the normal ground, the heavier ground, we're okay. But on the lighter stuff, it's stunted and curling and not looking good at all, Chip.
Oh, okay. All right. The herbicides, are they doing their job? Because I saw a lot of weed problems in eastern Iowa this last weekend.
Well, you know, when it gets dry, it gets tougher to kill those weeds, you know, so you have to use a little bit more oil so they stick onto that product. But so far, we're seeming to be okay.
Okay. Good. Good. I hope that doesn't turn into a problem. That is for sure. Okay. U.S. Trade Rep Catherine Tai has requested an official review of Mexico's ban of GMO yellow corn for human consumption. Tom, tell me what NCGA thinks of that decision.
Boy, I tell you what, when that announcement came last Friday, every American corn farmer, and especially with NCGA, we were happy to hear that Ambassador Tai with USDR were taking the final initiative that they had to do with Mexico to get this trade settlement taken care of.
You know, it's been going on for... Wow, there we go. It's been going on for long enough that it's something that I feel like we really need to get a handle on and get it resolved as quickly as we can. This is the right way to go about it, right?
This is the right way to go about it, you know. We brought this subject up to USDR and the USDA back when I took over as president in October 1st of this past year of 22. And, you know, it's been taking this long until they finally decided it was time to go ahead and get this moved and let the courts decide who's right in this trade agreement or who's wrong in this trade agreement.
Exactly, and it's not, you know, we're very supportive, or NCGA is very supportive, and corn growers in general, I think, are very supportive of this decision. The problem with it is that it just took so doggone long for them to make up their mind and go ahead and go after it, Tom. That's the big issue. So what is NCGA doing now? Oh, go ahead, Tom.
And I was just going to say, you know, it's going to take, this is not going to get done tomorrow. You know, they've got 30 days to put this panel together, and then when they go through all the formalities, it could take up to another 12 months. So we wish they would have started this sooner, but like I say, I'm glad they're even that they're doing it right now and not letting it go further.
Okay. So, Tom, what do you say to people that say something like, what is it? Is it really our role to tell Mexico, a customer of U.S. corn growers, what they should and shouldn't buy? I mean, these are the same people that are saying, listen, they are still taking the GMO yellow corn for feed. That's where most of the demand is. Why not let the ban on human consumption just kind of, you know, go away over time? What do you have to say to them?
Well, our feeling is on that, Chip, is that they signed the trade agreement. They knew what rules were in the trade agreement, that the white corn was going to be GMO. So, and that's what we've been pushing from day one, is that accept what they signed and to go down the road that normally like that they should.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Okay, hey, you want to talk a little bit about renewable fuels?
Hey, that's always a good subject. That's another one of the more important things for corn growers.
That certainly is. We've got E15 available, and it's June, Tom. That's a good news, isn't it?
Oh, I tell you what, that was another good one. It shows that the consumer wants the choice. The consumer enjoyed using E15 in their vehicles, and it proves that if it wouldn't work, the consumer wouldn't want it. So the consumer wants it, and I'm glad that EPA gave us this petition, you know, that we can use it again this coming summer. And like I say, it's better for the environment, and it's also cheaper for the consumer's pocketbook.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good news all the way around. Hey, Tom, what about the Fuels Parity Act? You know, the RFS has got that corn discrimination clause in there where corn can never be an advanced biofuel within the current RFS. Is there support for the Fuel Parity Act at NCGA? It's a little touchy because it means, you know, opening the RFS by at least a little bit.
That makes a little slippery slope there. Exactly right, Chip, because you know, the RFS is very good document. It's well written and taken care of. So if you open it up, does that mean we're going to get something else in that we don't want in there? So we have to be careful.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. What else is happening on the biofuel fronts? We've got the RVOs coming soon. The court-ordered deadline for EPA to deliver those is June 14th. I mean, it's got to happen any time, right?
Well, we hope it always happens on time, but, you know, EPA has always been under the assumption that they'll get the figures out to us sometime, but they never seem to be on time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. When it comes to that, to the RVOs, on the ethanol side, we just don't want to see anything, you know, change that dramatically from what was proposed, correct?
No, that's right. You know, in the last one, they gave us the 15.5 billion gallons, and they added other added gallons on, and that's where we want to make sure we stay there, or even, hey, we wouldn't even mind if they increased it a little bit.
Sure, sure. Industry can handle it. We can increase it a little bit. Yeah, no question. Okay, buddy, we are here at the World Pork Expo, a huge customer for the members of your organization. Do you have a message for hog producers?
Oh, you know, we know they're going through some hard times right now, and you know, with the price of where hogs are, and they got to keep with it, and which didn't help was the Supreme Court ruling on Proposition 12. You know, if we can help anything that we can do to work with them, or you know, just to make things easier, or what we can do, but we're with them, and like I say, if we can help out with it, we're happy to.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it really is one team, isn't it? When it comes, especially here in the middle of the country, it is one team between the soybean grower, the corn grower, the livestock producers, hog and cattlemen, chickens, eggs. It's all one big team.
Well, it's, you know, what are we, Chip? Less than 1.5% of the population. So we do have to work together to stay together to make sure we have a strong voice.
Yes, absolutely we do. All right, Tom. Hey, good luck with the rest of the season. I know that you're going to be hoping for that rain, aren't you?
We're going to hope for it. You know, it's like Mother Nature. We've been through it long enough, Chip. We know it's going to come sooner or later. We just hope it's the sooner instead of the later.
Yes, yes, absolutely. No doubt about it. All right, Tom. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks very much, Chip. Happy to be with you today.
Excellent. That is Tom Hagg. He is the president of the National Corn Growers Association. Of course, NCGA is happy with the U.S. Trade Rep's decision to go ahead and file that formal complaint against Mexico. And it's like Tom said, the bottom line is all the U.S. is asking of Mexico is to stick to the rules, the regulations, the guidelines that were agreed to in the USMCA agreement that was signed not that long ago. Okay, it's all about pigs coming up next. We've got the Farmer Forum from the World Pork Expo here on AgriTalk.